The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
Now I want to say hello to extreme artist Philip Gray, who's on the phone from his base in Kinsale, beautiful Kinsale in County Cork. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning.
Now, an extreme artist, that means you paint in unexpected and often dangerous locations. I want to read the list here. Everest Base Camp, 60 feet beneath the surface of shark-infested waters, the rainforests of Borneo, deep underwater in caves and atop the volcanoes of Iceland. And you're bringing your exuberance and breathing life into the community to help it get back on track in the midst of these difficult times. Tell us about extreme artist painting.
I used to be a Navy diver, and that's where obviously kind of the diving came in. Always a lover of adventure, and wanting to paint. So by combining adventure, combining travel, combining diving and extreme, and combining my painting, I suppose carved a wonderful, exciting career.
So you could have sat behind an easel and just painted there, but no, you had to get out and about doing it.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, it's a kind of a, particularly Everest Base Camp. Is it possible to paint up there?
Actually, we painted above kind of base camp.
Right.
We kind of painted on the ice packs, and we also painted on the summit of Island Peak. And I think that's probably kind of the highest painting that's ever been done. Done with pastels, and it was a tough climb. And yes, it was tough to paint because the temperature there is very, very cold. And obviously, you are suffering from altitude sickness. And it wasn't easy. But you know, as the saying goes, if it was easy, wouldn't everyone do it?
Yeah, and it doesn't affect the work itself because altitude, I presume that's the addition that you paint. I'm looking at pictures of here. Can you describe what your paintings are actually like?
Well, obviously, on location, the paintings would not be as detailed as what I would do them in the studio.
Yeah.
And equally, when I paint under the water, I can't really use a brush. It doesn't really work very well. So I use a kitchen sponge, very technical. I use a palette knife. I use my fingers, and I use what's called a kind of a rubber shaper. It's almost like an eraser. And I use those tools to paint under the water. So in a sense, each environment dictates a different process of how to create the painting.
Yeah. What's the most kind of dangerous mission that you've gone on?
Probably the most dangerous one has been of recent times, and that was into China, to paint in an underwater city called Lion City.
Right.
And apart from the fact that we weren't supposed to be there, it was a restricted area. So we travelled, we got into the water in a non-restricted area, and travelled with PPVs, the propulsion vehicles, into the city. And the downside was that the city was at 40 metres. So I did almost 2 years training to train myself in technical diving and using a rebreather, which allowed me much longer period of time to spend in the city under the water to create the painting. So that was probably the most, you know, a lot of things could have gone wrong with that particular
it's
expedition.
It's like espionage meets extreme painting meets...
Yeah.
No, obviously you can't travel around the world at the moment, but you have done something for the people of Kinsale.
Yes, I mean, I've been struck by the huge level of community spirit that is very evident within Kinsale. And I felt really kind of proud to be associated and, you know, living in such a town. And I thought maybe if I did this painting, and called it Community Spirit, we could raise funds for a comeback campaign that the Kinsale Chamber of Commerce and Tourism had initiated. And in fact, they had initiated this during the lockdown. So I think we were probably kind of one of the first towns to actually start visualizing how we're going to get our town back on track. So with that in mind, I created this painting, and we did a limited edition of 95 editions. And the nice thing was that when we set a deadline date, and we took a name out of the hat, and thankfully, kind of, it was nice, someone local actually won the painting, which had a value of €8,000.
Right.
So someone was very happy.
That's done and dusted now.
So that's done and dusted. We are actually planning to do a few more incentives in order to help local charities. We are going to be kind of working with the wonderful and amazing old head of Kinsale Golf Links. In fact, I'm out there today to discuss a new incentive in order to be able to help KISS, which is the Kinsale Youth Support. And we're going to start kind of helping them, because I think that down the road, as a result of the COVID, I just kind of think that so many people are going to actually kind of need help from a mental point of view.
It's great, and 10 grand you've raised for the Kinsale Comeback Campaign.
Yeah.
And listen, if people want to check out your work, it's there, philipgray.com, spelled like the colour, and you've got editions and all, you've got everything really for sale there.
It's actually G-R-A-Y, not
G-R-A-Y. G-R-A-Y, yeah. Sorry. Okay. Listen, Philip, great to talk to you, and continued success. And best wishes to everyone down there in Kinsale. Good morning. It's just gone 10 o'clock, so we'll have to say good luck to you for today, and we'll cross over to the news and after that today with Sarah McInerney.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.